Not sure if a lot of you know, but in some sidurim, I'm not sure in our sidurim, there's actually a custom to recite something right before Matovu. And there's a custom to recite that every person should take upon themselves the mitzvah of Ahav to Lerecha Kamocha. Someone please tell me what that means, Ahav to Lerecha Kamocha. Michael?
Love someone like yourself.
You should love someone, you should love your friend like yourself. And it seems so odd. This is actually a custom brought down for almost 500, 600 years. It's actually brought down by the Arizal. Anyone ever been to Tzfat before? You know, in the old cemetery, the Arizal's mikvah, very, very cold mikvah, and the Arizal's buried there. And so on his tombstone, it actually says that he was the person who enacted this custom, that a person should take upon themselves, before you daven, that I take upon myself the mitzvah of Ahav to Lerecha Kamocha. And it seems so odd. Why in Hashem's name would we think about V'ahav to Lerecha Kamocha right before davening? So I think the message is so simple. And I'll just start off with an article that I saw yesterday. I'm not sure if you guys saw this on the news, you know, because yesterday there was so much Super Bowl talk and whatever. But there's a lot of, unfortunately, also other news coming out of the Middle East. And I'm not sure if anyone saw this, but there was an Arab TV station called Al Hayat. And they said Hamas sees 95% chance of confrontation with Israel coming over the next few days. 95%. That's not 10%. That's not 20, 30, 40. 95%. And I'm not here to chas v'shalom scare anyone, because at the end of the day, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu on our side. But at the end of the day, if there are Jews in the world who are going to be in difficult times, and there are going to be Jews in the world who have to start now worrying about their children, worrying about themselves, the least we could do in Boca Raton, 2018, is to try to care a little bit. Is try to say, hey, maybe in my Shema Kolenu, I'm going to have in mind today that Hashem should protect the Jewish people, not only in Israel, but throughout the world. Maybe when I want to make a sarcastic comment today to my friend, maybe I'm going to hold that back. Maybe I'm not going to say it. Because the Jewish people need every mitzvah that they can right now. Right? We know right before Mashiach, our rabbis teach us, Mashiach comes, it's like a woman giving birth. The biggest pains come right before the birth. So right now, Klai Yisrael is going through that birth. We have to go through sometimes a lot of struggles. We have to go through a lot of the Holocaust. We have to go through a lot of things happening in Israel. But we have to hold on so tight. And that's why I think specifically we daven right before we start our whole davening. What do we take upon ourselves? We take upon ourselves the mitzvah of Ahav to Lerecha Kamocha. Because Hashem's our Father. And He wants to give us everything in the world. He wants to give us health. He wants to help us do well in school. He even wants to help our football teams win. And some of our teams lose. It's okay. You can't win every year. But at the end of the day, Hashem just wants to see if we care about one thing. And that's if we care about each other. So we get up to our Shema Kolenu. It's not going to be just our regular Shema Kolenu today. Or even today in Mincha. Or even tomorrow. It's a different Shema Kolenu. And every single day it's different. And if you want to learn more about it, if you don't have that care and sensitivity, just go on Google and type in one word. You know what that word is? Type in the word Hamas. And you'll see a lot of articles could just come up. And you'll see about the safety of it, the safety of the Jewish people being at stake time and time again. Just to end off with one story I saw over the weekend. There's a great rabbi known as the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe, he came to Williamsburg after coming to Israel after the Holocaust. He lost everything. Let's say there was 10, 11 Jews in Williamsburg in Brooklyn. And he was giving a Gemara shiur. He was giving a Gemara class. So what happened? Day in, night in and night out, he would get to the Gemara, two or three lines in, and after that he would stop learning the Gemara. What would he do? He would just give everyone stories, and give everyone a nice divrei Torah, maybe about the Parsha, stories about Tzaddikim. And after a couple nights, they turned to the Rebbe, and they said, Rebbe, with all due respect, we want to learn Gemara Chulin. We want to learn the Gemara. Why is the Rebbe going on tangents, like some of you guys like to do, trying to get the teachers going on tangents? Why are you going on a tangent of all these tzaddikim, all these rabbis, and all these great stories? So you know what the Satmar Rebbe said back to them? He said, can you guys open your Gemara for a second? Is that okay? You see, does anyone here have a Daf Aleph? Do you guys have a Daf Aleph? So they open the Gemara. The Rebbe, come on. We know the Gemara starts with Daf Beis. Every Gemara starts with Daf Beis. So he says, I'm teaching you guys a lesson. Right now, there's so many Jews who went through such torture and such terrible things in the Holocaust. Specifically you guys. And we could go right into the Gemara. But before we get to Gemara, before we get to Daf Beis, before we start the Gemara, we have to really go to Daf Av. What's Daf Av? Daf Av is really to show the care and concern for each other. Sensitivity to each other. Not only just caring about your personal life, but caring about others as well. I think that message is so true for the Jewish people today. It's so true for any sports team. If you heard any interview after the game, it wasn't about me. It was all about the team. The team wins everything. It's not about one person. The team is everything. So Hashem should bless us. We should have a beautiful daven today and every single day to be able to make sure that we're daven not only for each other, but also for our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel and throughout the world.
Oh, thank you.